Hey, would you leave him alone? He obviously doesn't want to go with you. Who am I? I'm his girlfriend, so can you please leave my boyfriend alone? Oh, you didn't see me with him before? Does that matter? I'm here now. Look, girly, there's a lot of people around, and I really don't want to mess up that pretty little face of yours, so why don't you leave, bitch? I'm not asking. Leave. Now. That's right. Get your hands off my man and walk the fuck away. Ugh, sorry about that. You know, women around these parts can be a bit aggressive when it comes to cute guys. Oh, it's no problem. I'm always happy to help. Are you all right? Ah, that's good. Well, I hope you have a nice day. Oh, did you need anything else? You wanted to buy me a drink as a thank you? No, that's all right. You really don't need to do that. I'm good. It's been a long day, so I should go, I should get going. Oh, wait a minute. How do you know my name? No one calls me Allie except. Oh. You know me from there. Oh. Well, this is a pleasant surprise. Actually, I know you. I recognize you. You've been following me around. Your name? You think I care to know your fucking name? Look, I don't know your name, and frankly, I don't want to know your name. Why am I being so rude? Oh my God, I did not save you from that bitch because I wanted to be your lady knight in shining armor or some shit like that. I saved you because it's common decency and I wanted to have a peaceful afternoon. When, in actuality, I never had a peaceful day or week to begin with. You started sneaking around at the start of the week, right? Oh, how do I know that? You thought I didn't notice? It's not every day you see someone looking like a lost puppy in this part of town. And did you really think a pair of sunglasses and a baseball cap isn't a good enough disguise? This isn't the MCU, dude. I could tell you're not from around here the moment I saw that stupid getup of yours. If anything, it makes you stand out even more. So, tell me, are you fucking lost? Do you want me to help you find your way home? Whoa. Why are you backing away from me all of a sudden? Are you scared? Or are you turned on? Don't lie to me. I just heard you fucking whimper. So, now that you found me, what do you think? Am I what you thought I was? Oh, I'm not what you expected? Wait a second. Wait a second. You actually thought I was some wholesome softy? You really expected me to be some totally sweet romantic vanilla type, didn't you? Oh, I bet you wanted that girl who whispers sweet words of affirmation in your ear and tells you that she cares about your fucking feelings. Did you really expect me to hold your hand and be cute with you? Did you think I was gonna welcome you with open arms? Were you really expecting more? Did you expect that I would somehow magically become your girlfriend when you've been following me around everywhere? You're a crazy little stalker, and no matter how much of a fan you are of me, it doesn't give you the right to force yourself into my life. You hide behind a screen, honey, and guess what? I do too. What you see there doesn't always apply in real life. Those interactions we had on GWA, no matter how wholesome you think they are, meant nothing to me. You took advantage of my kindness. Just because we exchanged a few comments doesn't mean I want to get to know you. Just because I gave you attention does not mean that I want you. You let all that fucking flirting get to your head. You took my action of saving you as an invitation for more rather than a simple act of kindness. You really thought I'd have a fucking drink with trash like you? I'd wipe the floor with you, but that would be disrespectful to the pavement. Well, Actually, maybe that's exactly what I should do to you. Get on the fucking ground now. Oh, are you not going to listen to me? That glint in your eyes tells me otherwise. I'm going to ask one more time, and you better fucking listen. Get on your knees in front of me. Aww. Now that's a good boy. You've been waiting for this one, haven't you? You've been dreaming about the day you could meet your favorite GWA performer so you can make her moan like she does in her audios, right? Well, why don't we make that a reality? You want me so badly, don't you? Then show me. Show me how badly you've wanted my pussy. Look at me. Yeah. In the fucking eyes. Now, follow my hand. Watch as it slides down my body. Oh, I bet if I slide my hand down my skirt. Oh, look at how your eyes perked up. You noticed I wasn't wearing any underwear, huh? I see you staring with that hunger. Oh, well, that and the obvious hard-on in your pants. What if I pressed my heel up against it? Aw, did that hurt? Good. Let me move my heel around a little. Oh, would you look at that? You're leaking pre-cum through your pants. Absolutely soaking wet, just for me. And all because I was talking to you? Tell me, do you get this hard when you're listening to me at night? God, you're already shaking. I haven't even done much. Oh, did I surprise you when I pressed harder on your crotch with my fucking heel? That's the point. Good boys are treated with respect, and you are obviously not a good boy. So, listen closely. You're going to lick my pussy because that's what you've been dreaming of, right? You want to make me come, and you want to hear my moans just like in my audios, right? Well, I'm going to let you. But every time your tongue misses a flick or you aren't making me feel good, I'm going to dig this heel into your groin. And you wouldn't want that, would you? Oh, now, eat. Oh, look at you. Oh, licking me so desperately. Are you that thirsty for my pussy? I'm not even wet for you. Why? Because you could never make me wet. You're not even good at eating pussy. You're a fucking disappointment. Now feel my heel dig into you. Oh, what's the matter, darling? Did that hurt? Then learn to fucking use your tongue better. Don't be all shy now. You had no shame following me around. So why do you have shame now when I'm giving you what you want? That's it. Oh, keep leaking that pre-cum through your pants. It's fucking embarrassing to see. You like this, don't you? Being treated like a fucking man whore? Being used for your mouth? Make me come. Make me come now. Don't be a little bitch. Use that tongue like your life depends on it. That's it. Fucking take it. Fucking taste it. You like the taste of me on your lips, don't you? Well, too fucking bad. Get the hell off me. What? You actually thought I'd give you the satisfaction of making me come? You're so fucking hilarious. Men like you can never make me come. Get up and turn around. Up against the alley wall. Did you not hear what I said? Get off your ass and put your hands against the wall like I'm going to body search you. Excuse me? Did you really just ask me what I'm going to do to you? Oh, I'm going to do exactly what you deserve. I'm going to punish you like the bad boy you are. Right here. Right now. What? What about the people walking by? Aw, you think I care, fucker? Did you care about them when you had your face in my pussy? No, you didn't. You ate me out so loudly that even I didn't notice there were people around. You know what? Don't turn around. Press your back up against the wall. I said, you know what? Fuck giving you orders. If you don't want to listen to me, I'll just fucking make you. Do you feel my hand around your throat? Now watch as I squeeze. Aw, look at you, backing up against the wall all of a sudden. Are you surprised such a cutesy girl like me could fucking choke you out? I may have small hands, but it feels tight around your throat, doesn't it? Do you like getting choked? Oh, I can't hear your response. I think I'm choking you too hard. Boo-hoo. You're such a weak man. You can't even take a little choking. Wait a minute. Is that your cock I see? Oh, still hard as a rock, bursting through your pants. So, you do like being choked. Or maybe you just like being dominated. Ah, you're so cute when you're scared. You know, it's okay to admit that you like being taken so roughly like this. Here, I'll let you breathe a little. Aw, look at that. I think I may have bruised you. Oopsies, my bad. It would probably be bad if I choked you again. But I'm still gonna do it. Choke, bitch. Oh man, I love the way you squirm. Look at you, Mr. Man. Can't even handle little old me choking you out. I wonder if you could handle me rubbing you through your pants while I choked you. Oh, you love that. You twitched a little. Oh my god, your eyes are rolling back now. Do you feel the air leaving your lungs? Oh, does it feel good getting all lightheaded, knowing that I have control over you? Here, I'll let you breathe again, but just for a moment. Aw, I love the way you gasp for air. Or are you gasping at my hand rubbing up and down your shaft? Do you want me to actually rub your cock? Okay. I'll stop choking you now since you've been so responsive to me. Now turn around and put your hands up against the wall. I'm gonna pull your pants down to your knees right now. Oh, don't be embarrassed. No one's watching. You look so good with your ass hanging out like this. Oh my god! I didn't ask you to arch your back and spread your legs like that. But you did it anyways. Oh my gosh. Do you want to be a good boy for me that bad? Are you excited? Oh, are you looking forward to me stroking your cock? Then beg. Beg for it. Say, Allie, I desperately want you to stroke my cock for me. Wait, what was that? Sorry, I couldn't hear you. You need to be a little louder. Show me how eager you are. Show me just how much you want it. Aww. Such enthusiasm in your voice. Well, since you asked so nicely and so clearly, I guess I have to give you a hand job now. This is what you wanted, right? To get stroked by your favorite GWA performer? Oh, I remember your comments. Yeah, you always commented on how much you loved how comforting my voice is. Aw, about how genuinely I acted like your girlfriend, telling you such sweet words. I'm so glad you get to see the real me now and how I treat scum like you. Let me wrap my hand around your throat again and squeeze. Oh, wow. And to think, I thought you couldn't get any harder than this. Yet, here you are, throbbing in my hand, moaning like we aren't out in public. Are you fucking close? Use your words now. Aw, are you going to come? Do you want me to make you come? Then beg for it. Oh, surely you don't want me to stop when you're so close, right? Use that filthy mouth of yours to good use for once. Beg louder. Let every single one of the people on the street hear you. That's it. Yell it out for everyone to hear. Please, Allie, make me come, please. Aw, you're such a good fucking boy, pleading like that for me. So desperate. It's adorable hearing you beg for me. Too bad I'm not gonna listen. Yep, that's right. I stopped moving. I even pulled my hand away. What? You didn't want me to? Oh, you were close. Well, that's just too bad now, isn't it? Actually, for a second, I was almost going to let you come. But then I decided that you don't deserve to come. I have no respect for people like you. People who invade other people's privacy don't deserve respect. Just because I've given you a little bit of attention does not entitle you to everything else. From now on, you don't get access to me, my life, or anything else related to me. So, clean yourself up and don't show your fucking face around here ever again. Bye.